Now on to our final game, lightning fill in the blank. Each of our players,
my favorite part,
will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill in the blank questions as he or she can. Each correct answer now worth 2 points. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Buzz and Adam each have 2. Paula, listen to this, has 3.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
We have flipped a coin. Adam has elected to go first. Adam, the clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Monday, the State Department released over 7,000 additional pages of blanks emails.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced Tuesday that the U.S. would send a commando force to fight blank in Iraq.
ISIS.
Right. On Monday, Donald Trump said he wouldn't participate in the next blank unless CNN gave him $5 million.
Yes, that's true.
In the next blank.
Oh, debate.
Right. On Thursday, Swiss police arrested 2 more officials from blank on corruption charges.
FIFA.
Right. It was announced this week that Coldplay would play at the 2016 blank.
Super Bowl.
Yes, halftime show. A Florida man is recovering after being shot while standing behind a blank.
Target range.
Yes, he was standing behind a target at a gun range.
Wow.
Aaron Acklin was with his brother at the shooting range when, for reasons that aren't quite clear, he chose to stand behind one of the targets without telling anyone. His brother then shot at the target and accidentally hit Aaron in the leg and the torso. Aaron is recovering now, and his brother feels awful, both for the shooting and for an insistence that they go to the only range in Florida with targets shaped like his brother. I like the fact that he got hit twice, because after the first time, he was like, ow.
Well,
I can't imagine what just happened to me standing behind a shooting range target. I'll just continue to stand here. Ow, again.
Ow.
Yeah. He said, what are the odds?
I really did not think my brother was that good a shot.
Bill, how did Adam do on our quiz?
Adam got 6 right. 12 more points. That's right. And now he has a total of 14, and he's in the lead.
All right. Maz, you are up next. Fill in the blank. Presidential hopefuls Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley all called for stricter gun control laws after the shooting in blank.
San Bernardino.
Yes. On Thursday, a congressional committee released a report detailing several lapses in security by the blank.
Secret Service.
Right. This week, the IMF named the national currency of blank as a world reserve currency.
China?
Yes. According to a new poll from Quinnipiac University, former GOP frontrunner blank has slid to 3rd place.
Ben Carson.
Yes. On Sunday, Amazon released the design for their new delivery blank.
Drones.
Right. South Africa's Supreme Court of Appeals ruled Thursday that Paralympic gold medalist blank was in fact guilty of murder.
Pistorius.
Right. A filmmaker in Niger released his remake of the Prince film Purple Rain. It's called blank.
In Niger, Purple Rain is now pink drizzle.
No?
Oh, I wish.
The film is called Rain, the color of blue with a little red in it.
Wow. That should have been the name to begin with. That's good.
Yeah.
Very catchy.
Director Christopher Kirkley said that his remake of Purple Rain had a lot of obstacles to overcome, especially considering the Tuareg language that they speak over there in Niger does not have a word for purple. He's planning on following up with a remake of The Color Purple or The Color Blue with a little, why do I keep choosing the worst possible films to make in Niger?
I don't want to criticize anybody who's building a language out there, but that's kind of a major oversight.
It really is.
It's a big secondary color, people.
So, Bill, how did Maz do in our quiz?
Oh, you got 6 right, 12 more points, total of 14. We've got a tie going.
Oh, wow. Woo-hoo. So how many, then, does Paula Poundstone of Santa Monica, California, need to win this game?
6, only 6, Paula.
You can do it, Paula. Here we go. This is for the game.
All right. All right, I'm on it.
Paula, fill in the blank.
All right, I feel strong.
Paula.
This week, the parliament in blank approved a proposal to join the U.S.-led air campaign against ISIS.
England.
Yes. On Sunday, the NSA officially ended its blank collection program.
Phone records.
Right. Following weeks of protest, Gary McCarthy stepped down as blank's police superintendent.
Chicago.
Right. On Thursday, former coal industry CEO Donald Blankenship was found guilty of violating safety standards stemming from a fatal blank explosion in 2010.
Coal mine.
Yes. During Sunday's football game between Washington and the New York Giants.
Oh, now I'm in.
The closed captioning text referred to quarterback Eli Manning as blank.
Big stupid guy who pushes people down.
No. He was referred to as Eli Man Penguin Boy. Selling almost 4 million copies in its first week, blank's new album broke multiple sales records.
Adele?
Yes. After receiving reports of a man shouting, "I'm going to kill you and die, die," at 2 a.m., Australian police raided a house just to find blank.
Adult gamer in his parents' basement.
No, they came and they found a squished spider. Police arrived in the scene. They didn't know what they were going to find. The man who lived there claimed all the ruckus was about a spider. The police said, "We heard someone saying, 'I'm going to kill you.'" He said, "That was me." They were like, "People also reported a woman screaming." He said, "Well, that was also me."
You know what the hardest part about being an investigator on that case is?
What?
Drawing that tiny little chalk outline.
Oh, it's terrible. It's cute, though.
Getting the little yellow tape.
Yeah. Like that. Bill, did Paula do well enough to win?
No. She was one short. Oh. So our winners this week, Adam and Buzz, take a bow.
There you are.